Risk, a new conceptual framework. Risk is the sacred relationship man has with the future. A proper understanding of risk will give you real power to shape your future. So why should you care about risk? Investing is all about dealing with uncertainty. Our conceptual models and beliefs define how we interact with uncertainty. So to be a good investor, you need to have the right conceptual models and beliefs, because these define your actions and will consequently affect your results. Risk is generally meant to describe the uncertainty associated with loss, but what does that actually mean? Is risk the probability of failure, or is risk the severity of failure? Well, to me, risk is both, and understanding this leads to better decision-making. Risk can be thought of as a three-dimensional expression where a particular point in that space describes a particular cost, distribution, and tolerance. To understand risk in these terms, I must ask myself the following question. How much are you paying to take a position? How much are you willing to spend to keep that position? And what is the probability of being correct? What are the consequences if you're incorrect? Below, I've listed some of the tools that I use to answer these questions. The cost component of risk can be thought of as two parts. On the first hand, you have financial cost. And the second, opportunity cost. Financial cost is what you actually pay for something, and opportunity cost is what you give up when you choose one thing over another. Financial cost can be further broken down into initial and potential. So, initial cost is the cost associated with initiating a position, while potential cost refers to the expense you are willing to realize by maintaining that position. Defining cost in these terms gives me a clear understanding of what I'm doing. That certainty reduces the problem space and leads to less irrationality on my part. I think of distribution as the geometric expression of possible outcomes. We need to understand that this curve can look like by considering the asset's beta, performing backtesting, and gaining intuition from experience. Beta is a popular metric that measures volatility in an asset compared to the S&P 500. Backtesting is a way to judge the utility of a particular model by testing it with historical data. And intuition, well, if I watch anything long enough, I'm bound to see similarities between events. The market is driven by human behavior, which can be modeled and is somewhat predictable. Seeing many situations play out over a long period of time will allow an observant investor to recognize reoccurring patterns and distill them into principles. Tolerance. What happens when a point on that distribution curve becomes a reality? People think of tolerance as how much can you afford to lose? Okay, fine, but that's a flawed conceptual model because it phrases the question as a win-lose dynamic, not a correct-incorrect dynamic. The difference is subtle, but critical, because as humans, we are predisposed to assume we are going to win. This takes us out of the rational plane of evaluation and plunges us into the irrational one. Thermodynamics teaches us, in essence, that there are more possible ways for things to go wrong than there are for them to go correctly. Therefore, I believe that when something is left to chance, I'm vastly more likely to make a mistake than to have success. Building this assumption into my mental model makes my behavior incredibly defensive. This model changes the question, how much can I afford to lose, into how much am I going to spend for the chance to make money? If I look at return as a function of cost, and chance has the following advantages. It is incredibly defensive. It is a mindset that enforces humility, and it also promotes rationality. These are the qualities. Easy treasure is difficult to find because most of it has already been taken. Low risk, high reward investments are no different, but a mental model for risk can give you an advantage in your search.